Good morning. For SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, I'm George Kearns with a recap of your South Carolina headlines for Wednesday, February 7th. Well, the tracks have been cleared, but the investigation continues into Sunday's collision between an Amtrak passenger train and a CSX freight car. In fact, the NTSB says the investigation could take more than a year to complete. And still at issue, why the switch was locked, forcing the Amtrak train onto the wrong track. Two people, the train's conductor and engineer, were killed in Sunday's accident, more than 100 injured, four of which are still hospitalized. Corrections officials from around the country heading to Washington today to discuss what they call their biggest security threat, cell phones in the hands of inmates. The FCC is hosting a meeting with law enforcement and prisons officials, as well as representatives from the wireless industry. South Carolina Corrections Director Brian Sterling, who said he had been asked to speak at the meeting on behalf of his fellow directors, says he expects no major answers today, but views the gathering as progress on the issue. Meanwhile, state transportation officials in Nebraska have announced they will remove highway guardrail end caps manufactured by a Nebraska company that have been the subject of lawsuits alleging safety defects. The Nebraska Department of Transportation said Monday that it's temporarily discontinuing the use of the X-Lite guardrail end caps. A lawsuit filed last week here in South Carolina alleges that design defects in the end caps caused a woman's death last April. A private forecasting company blaming the National Weather Service for a false tsunami alert that was sent to users' mobile phones yesterday. AccuWeather says the Weather Service miscoded a test message as a real warning. The message was sent to users throughout the East Coast, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Caribbean. The Weather Service says it is investigating. In other news, an upstate man shot himself in the head Monday night after being approached about shoplifting. The Anderson County Coroner says 23-year-old Javier Castaneda of Pelzer died Monday night after Anderson police confronted him outside of a Sam's Club. SLED is investigating since an officer was at the scene when the man died. The former general manager of a Columbia law firm is charged with taking more than $900,000 from the practice. A Richland County grand jury has charged 36-year-old Michael Moses Jr. of Chapin with breach of trust. The money was taken between 2015 and 2017. Moses' lawyer says his client denies the allegations. Charleston Southern University has dedicated its baseball complex to honor a former player's mother killed in the 2015 church shooting in Charleston. The new Coleman Singleton Baseball Complex, officially named earlier this week for Sharonda Coleman Singleton, one of the nine people shot at Emmanuel AME Church. Her son, Chris Singleton, played for Charleston Southern and was drafted last year by the Chicago Cubs. And that's a look at some of this morning's South Carolina headlines. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.